Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Late Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I'm your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with Tyson Cherry. Tonight we are talking about a video that we looked at, Dating While Disabled. And, hold on, I'm trying to get Tyson in here. My phone keeps having a little technical difficulties here. Tyson, just give me a second. I know you're waiting. I can see you waiting. Just give me 1 second, and I'll get to you. But the video that we put up was a video about dating while disabled. And also, I put up another video, but it was, I don't know if many people caught it. I put up a video about sex while disabled, which was, I found that second video more interesting. Why are we having such problems? Having technical difficulties trying to get Tyson in on the line. My phone keeps switching to something else. Let's see if this will do it. Nope, I hope I don't have to go out alone tonight. But one of the things that struck me on the video that we watched while dating while disabled is they were talking about the way people view you when you are disabled, that you're almost viewed as asexual, or it's like, like you're not supposed to be interested in sex at all. And this is something that we've talked about. And the reason why we do keep revisiting certain topics is because these topics, these topics are out there, and it's what it is. And until these things, until we can get them resolved, if you will, we need to talk about them. It's not going, I can't seem to get you in, Tyson, I'm sorry. But stay on the line just in case something works out, and I'm able to get you in. But anyway, dating while disabled. Understand that my view is limited, and that's why it's very important that we get all different perspectives on this. That's why I try to get people to join in the conversation. Because there are different perspectives on it. It's not just me. Like I said, I'm limited in what I know because, one, I only have one disability. I don't have many. And the spectrum of disabilities is wide, and it varies. So we're all going to have different experiences and the fact that we're different people, of course. And it would help if we could come together and share our experiences. And so, and that's a segue into our event that we have coming up on November 13th called Perspectives. Late is going live. We're going to do a live talk show. In-person talk show? And, we're going to be getting perspectives. We want perspectives from different disabilities. We want perspectives from people who have been born with disabilities, who have acquired their disabilities, male and female perspectives. There's so many ways, to approach the topic of love and intimacy, amongst people with disabilities. And we'd like to get these different perspectives so that, it can be an eye-opener for all of us, so that we all can become educated on this subject. So again, it won't be something that is not talked about. It is a subject that touches all of our lives, and so to not talk about it is just ridiculous. And so once we're comfortable with it, then we can help make other people comfortable with it. As I have mentioned before, when I first decided to do this show and, was talking about it with some people that I know, I've gotten, and not just from people without, not just from able-bodied people, I've also gotten from, you know, someone with disability. You know, why do you want to talk about that? You know, why do you want to talk about that? And I say the only way to get something out there and to get comfortable with it is to find out about it, to become educated about it, to make it a part of your everyday, to make it a part of your life, you know, because, you know, part of that thing that separates us is just the not knowing. Because once you get to know and realize that you have more in common with someone than you have difference, it helps, you know, to remove that uncomfortable feeling. It helps to remove that fear. And that's in anything. That's in anything. We're not just talking about, I always go off topic. I can't help it. I'm sorry. That's me. That goes, you know, not just, you know, in this subject matter that we're talking about, but in life, period. You know, you find that you have differences or perceived differences with people. But when it all boils down to it, we're all trying to, you know, we're just pursuing the same thing. We want happy lives. We want safe lives. We want comfortable lives. And we just, this is the basic thing that people have in common, whether you have a disability or not, black, white, tall, short, you know, no matter where you're from, we kind of basically want the same thing. And so when let's get back into love and intimacy for the poor, the disabled. When it comes to love and intimacy, you know, we're kind of all looking for the same thing, whether you're able to walk around and run through the park or whether you're just rolling through the park, you know, or whatever way you do it, we all have these same basic needs, you know. So you could be missing out on a beautiful personality, you know, on someone very special, just because you have an aversion to dating someone who might have a disability, or because you are with a disability and you take yourself out of, you know, out of the dating pool, you know, for whatever perceived shortcomings you think you have or you think someone with a disability has. You know, like I said before, I have met the most fabulous people who have disabilities. And you know, I met this woman, and I think she's so beautiful. And she's in a wheelchair, but she is fly. She is fly. She is fly. You know, she just is very nice. And, you know, I just think she just is sexy. And, I mean, when I say sexy, and when I say sexy, I don't mean trampy, not like that. But I just think she dresses with confidence. That's what I mean. She dresses with confidence. And, you know, I look and I was like, you know, because I myself, I tend to dress, you know, you could call it frumpy. You know, it's like, whatever, you know, I'm comfortable. You know, I don't do a lot of primping, you know, or whatever. But today I went out and I was like, okay, I'm going out tomorrow. So I was like, I think I want to get cute. You know, got a couple of things coming up. But I think I want to get cute. So I went out and I bought me a couple of things. I usually wear sneakers. I bought myself some shoes. Glad and thankful I don't have to walk around. You know, I'm riding. But, you know, that was a little inspiration, you know, for me. And being the late lady, talking about love and intimacy, I think it's time for me to step it up a little bit. You know, practice what I preach, maybe. I don't know, but I think I know mostly I'll be wearing my sneakers. But anyway, point being, this woman, you know, like I said, I just think she's beautiful. You know, you see her face is, she just has a very, her appearance to me is sparkling. She has a sparkling appearance. You know, and this confidence that she carries with herself. And I think that's something. When you put that extra effort into yourself, it makes you more confident. It makes you more able to go out, you know, and feel dateable. You know, that's a question I'd like to ask. You know, do you feel dateable? You know, do you feel like you are someone that, you know, that someone would want to date? What makes you dateable? Or what makes you undateable? And how can you work on those things that you feel might make you undateable? You know, and how can you improve those things that make you dateable? You know, make yourself more dateable. And I just think that, you know, some people have their, I know there's one of my Facebook friends, she's constantly posting, you know, like basically like guys are no good, you know, type of thing. And I don't think that. I mean, we all come with our set of issues, and this is without disability. We all come with our set of issues, and men and women have their differences. But I think love makes life a little sweeter, you know. And if you remove the fairy tale from it and become a little bit more realistic, you know, about it, and you know, understand what you're getting into, you know. Because I think as young, especially young women, we get fed a lot of fairy tales and the way things are supposed to be. And as a woman, a real woman, I found that this is nothing like the fairy tale. Nothing like the fairy tale. So, you know, you have, when you get older and you find out that this love thing takes more commitment, it takes more understanding. And, you know, wow, I'm sorry. I'm looking at something here, and I set the show for 15 minutes instead of 30 minutes. Wow, I'm really batting 1,000 a day, huh? But anyway, you know, as you grow and you come to understand that this love thing takes you to understand you. You know, this dating thing takes you to understand you. And you have to approach it with confidence so that you will not accept from anybody less than you deserve, less than you are worth. You know, that's pretty much the message for today. And dating while disabled, because I think sometimes we tend to take a little bit of a discount on a person feeling, you know, like, okay, well, I'm disabled, you know, at least, you know, I have somebody. It can't be at least. Never function in the least. You know, you have to set that standard, stick by your standard, and know what you're worth. Approach dating with confidence, you know, and good luck, you know, good luck. But get out there and make yourself available for dating. I just think it will enrich your life. You know, as long as you're careful, as long as you are thoughtful in what it is that you're doing. I'm going to say good night, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.